Generational Alt-Rock on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We've been mentioning, we've been setting up an intense in-studio performance with the group Sister Speak. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hello.
Welcome to the morning show. People may recognize you as being with Mookie a couple times. You guys are out of San Diego and you play in Laguna quite frequently, so you're kind of a local band to Lagunans. So welcome back, I should say.
Thank you. Love it here.
Sherry Ann, Lisa, and Cubby are in studio. We've got a couple cameras. We're going to do a live performance in a second. Most notably, you guys are playing Sawdust today.
Yeah.
What is it, 1 o'clock?
12, or 11:30 to 4.
Oh, that's a long thing. Yeah. So you're just on and off the stage all day.
30 it's a marathon.
Minutes, 30 minutes on, 30 minutes off.
I'm so sorry you have to miss the World Cup game, dude.
I know.
I don't even know how to feel about that for you.
Kind of depressed.
Yeah, I'm sad for you. I mean, you're playing Sawdust, which is cool, but
no. I mean, yes, but come on.
I told Cubby I would text him results as you guys play this afternoon, so I will. Cool. So Sawdust is today, and talk a little bit about how that Laguna connection came for you, because you're both from Canada, you live in San Diego. How'd you start playing Laguna art festivals?
Yeah, played at Mozambique in 2010 quite a bit, and then one of the ladies from Sawdust saw us. We were at a fundraiser for Haiti back in 2010, and some great people were there. And yeah, so we started playing the Sawdust. I love it every year. Some great art. It's incredible. And we love supporting local art as well.
Yeah, so. And you're doing the 17th at Sawdust too, right?
Yeah, the 1st and the 17th.
Cool. And this is kind of the precursor to a tour of yours. Where are you going? Where are you playing?
Yeah, we're going to NorCal, and it starts on July 23rd. We just got into Soho, opening for Henry Capono. And then we're going to be in Canada. Happy Canada Day.
Yeah, happy Canada Day.
Oh, today's
Day.
Canada Day.
It is.
I didn't even realize. What happens on Canada Day?
It's crazy.
Nothing. No.
People are so funny. They don't even know. Actually, I look forward to July 4th, too, but when you go home to Canada, the streets are nuts.
So is this like your Independence Day?
Yeah.
I know. Forgive me for knowing absolutely nothing about Canada Day.
It's okay. In Vancouver and Victoria, the streets, the downtown's all closed down. People are dressed in flags, like going crazy for hours. The entire downtown will be shut down. Like, it's nuts.
Cool.
It's so fun.
It's like the one day Canadians aren't polite.
Yeah. Get Canada out of my day. Way. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Lots of stories.
You had a new album come out a couple months ago, March 21st, you said. It was the solstice, the spring solstice. Was that your motivation for doing it?
Yeah, I love to time it like that.
Well, it kind of just happened that way. It was like the only dates that all the bands and all the members in all the bands made it open.
Really?
So we were like, that's it. It's meant to be.
Does it mean something to you, though? Like, are you... I don't know. Does
Cher is more of the number, like, coordinated one, so I just kind of go with it.
Right. Do you have any other odd coincidences about your band that, like, were like, oh, yeah, that makes sense?
Yeah, I mean, things just tend to fall on solstices randomly, and sometimes we'll pick a date, and we're like, oh, yeah, like, our Kickstarter ended on December 21st, 2012. It's, like, a really special date, obviously. So, you know, I'm a little quiet about it, but yeah, I definitely like to plan things accordingly. It seems to work out better. Like, I love it when one time I got a really big interview up in Canada on my birthday, and that was really special.
Which her birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday. Canada Day, birthday.
I know.
You're on the radio. It's all good today.
Your first legal drink on me.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Joking.
But I don't think so.
We're not in Canada. I just turned 19, so here I still can't drink.
They're joking, everyone. Sister Speaks in studio. Talk a little bit about the journey of the album before we play a couple songs from it, because you've been a band, like you mentioned, for like 3 or 4 years. So why the album all of a sudden now is finally out?
Well, we really waited till we had a good team and a great solid band. And we did a Kickstarter to fundraise it all back in 2012. And then we linked up with the band and waited for the right studio and producer. Alan Sanderson's amazing. He's worked with all sorts of artists as an engineer, Elton John, Rolling Stones, everything. And then the mastering engineer, too, is Brian Lucy out of L.A. And he just mastered the Black Keys record. So we just waited till we had right team and the right band. Like, we all have a vibe and we all get along really well most of the time. <Just kidding. laughs>
It's fun. tough living with two girls.
Cubby's like these morning things. He's like, girls, what are you doing?
Does he live with you?
No. Well, we spend a lot of time together on the road, traveling, car.
Trying to put up like blankets in the hotel room. Like
they seriously just work their ass off all the time. Oh, I don't know if I can.
You can say the word ass is actually allowed. Yeah.
And
that's
all
right.
Like, you guys need to calm down, but I guess.
Well, we got to push it,
stuff,
you know?
When you get done.
No, I mean, that's how you got to make it. And you guys are doing great. The new album, Rise Up to Love, which people can find where?
Rise Up for Love.
For Love, sorry.
Sorry?
I missed my preposition. Where can people find the album, download it, that sort of thing?
They can find it at sisterspeakmusic.com and also on iTunes.
Okay, cool.
And all over the web.
So you're going to do a couple songs for us as planned.
Yeah.
What are you going to play and what does it mean?
Well, this is a hopeful song.
Okay.
So this is called Lady Love.
And this is a single we've been spinning here and there now on KX93.5.
Yeah, this is the one.
People are liking. And by the way, we get requests for your band like every day on the hour.
What?
From your various fans. You didn't know that?
No.
Unless it's just you typing it in.
No. I don't have the time for that.
Our fans are very loyal.
They're amazing.
Thank you so much,
fans.
We get requests all the time for you.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
So this is one we get requested a lot. Lady Love, you should recognize it on KX93.5 whenever you guys are ready.
I'm still
Yeah, nice job, guys. Awesome. I'm the only one clapping, so I'm the only one in here that cares. Sisters Speak live on KX93.5. That was Sherry Ann, Lisa, and Cubby. Cubby on bass over there. Lisa on the cajon with a cymbal. Rarely do I see a cajon with a cymbal on it, which sounds pretty cool. That's awesome. So that was Lady Love. And I imagine, based on the reception we've seen from your fans, that it's going kind of well, the release of that song.
Yeah, it's been going great, especially for the summer. And they just aired it in Europe, actually, last week.
Cool.
On a station, Planet Indie.
And your social media and such, where people have probably become such big fans of you, where can people find you online?
Good old Facebook, facebook.com/sisterspeak. And, of course, Instagram at sisterspeakmusic.
Cool.
We post crazy pictures of doing laundry.
Yeah. Oh, good, good. And setting up large video shoots in radio studios like this morning, which is awesome.
Yes.
So let's do another one. Is this the next one you're going to do also from the new album?
It is. They both are from the new album. This is called Mirror. We're going to do the full version.
All right.
Cool.
So it's got a little intro. And this is a song of forgiveness. You'll see the album's kind of a story. I mean, it is a story.
Yeah.
Everyone can interpret it the way they want to.
Awesome. Sister Speak live on KX93.5 right now whenever you're ready.
Thank you.
on a miracle.
Yeah. That was awesome, guys. That was so, so good. Sister Speak Live on KX93.5.
Thank you.
Really cool. And again, the new album, Rise Up For Love, is out. You can grab it online. It came out in March. And they will be today, Sawdust, pretty much all day from 11 to 4 or so.
Yep.
And again, Sawdust on the 17th of July.
Yeah.
Did we leave anything out?
Thank you so much. This station's amazing. KX93.5, we love you.
Thank
love you.
You
guys.
Seriously. We're big supporters. Go ahead, Cubby.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're big supporters, guys, so keep it coming.
His real name's Jacob. But
it's not so mysterious, Cubby name. But.
Oh, that's okay. I like your mysterious name. That's fine with me. Cool. You guys have a great day at Sawdust, and stay in touch about new stuff, and just keep us in the loop, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
That was Sister Speak on KX93.5.